Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at ComSec, with a preview of the week ahead in economics and financial markets. In Australia, a further three companies, construction materials firm Adbri, carsales.com and Regis Resources, are all scheduled to trade ex-dividend this week. The week kicks off in terms of major events on Tuesday when Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Guy Debelle gives a speech entitled The Australian Economy and Monetary Policy at the Australian Industry Group Conference at 10:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. On the data docket on Tuesday, the Bureau of Statistics weekly payroll jobs and wages figures are released. The payrolls data will be closely monitored for continuing divergences across regional labour markets, with the statistical Area 4 estimates issued through to the week ending September 5. On Wednesday, the week's standout data is released, the preliminary retail trade figures for August. Melbourne entered stage 4 lockdown restrictions during the month, with Victorian retail spending impacted by social distancing measures and temporary retail store closures. Commonwealth Bank Group economists estimate that spending may have declined by 4% in the month. On Thursday, the ABS issues three publications, the June Quarter Finance and Wealth Report, population statistics for March, and detailed labour force figures, including a focus on industry outcomes in the job market for the month of August. On Friday, August preliminary international trade data will be scoured for signs of a weakening in Chinese demand for Aussie agricultural and resource products. It is a quieter week on the US and China data docket, with US manufacturing, services and housing data all expected to show an easing in activity in August and September after strong rebounds as the US economy reopened in the Northern Hemisphere summer months. On Wednesday, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand makes a decision on the official cash rate. While no change in the cash rate is expected at this meeting at 0.25%, we expect the Reserve Bank of New Zealand to continue to use forward guidance and expanded $100 billion large-scale asset purchase program, or QE, or quantitative easing, to push government bond yields even lower. Of course, most attention will be on Governor Adrian Orr's commentary around negative interest rates as policymakers continue to examine additional unconventional policy measures to stimulate the weak New Zealand economy. Commonwealth Bank Group economists expect the RBNZ to cut the OCR to minus 0.5% in early 2021. And then on Thursday, US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is scheduled to testify before the US Senate Banking Committee. Thanks for your time.